Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You have something special. You have greatness in you. Hello, this is Les Brown. I want to have a few moments with you to share with you of how we can begin to deal with this special place where we are right now. Unlike anything I've ever seen in the 75 years I've been on the planet, and I'm sure you will agree with me. And a lot of people say, Les, what does it take to make it through today, because things are different. You have thousands of people losing their jobs. We are under restrictions in many cases across the country where you can't leave home except for essential purposes. You have businesses that are going out of business. And then in addition to that, because people are confined to staying home, domestic violence has increased. The suicide rate has increased. And people, many of them, are feeling hopeless and powerless and out of control and uncertain because of how they're being inundated with all kind of negative news from the media. Isn't it strange how they can tell you every day the thousands of people they project who will die? But they don't tell you about the thousands and millions of people who are living, who survive. Isn't that interesting? See, whatever you focus on, it begins to expand. And so it's no wonder that people are frightened and out of their wits. When fear is gripping your mind, you can't think straight. God has not given a spirit of fear, but a spirit of power and of love and of sound mind. You can't be in a sound mind when you are gripped in the arms of fear. And so I want to walk you through a process, several things that you can do during this time that will allow you to live your life from the inside out rather than from the outside in. Some things that you can do as you think about your goals and dreams, because during this time, you don't want to just go through this time. My daughter, Dr. Ona Brown, said, gaps are from God. Yes, you want to use this time to develop yourself, to develop some new skills, to learn something today that you didn't know yesterday, to build up your strength and foster your faith and begin to fortify your energy and your determination to live your dreams and create the next greatest version of yourself. So let me walk you through the process. Write this down. Be hungry. You know what I did? When this started and all the restrictions we had, I decided to complete my book. I've been working on it for 21 years and life kept getting in the way. And so my daughter say, gaps are from God. This is true. Many of us have projects that we've been working on and we stop, dreams that we had and we put them on the shelf and they've collected dust. And this is a time to go back and take another look at it. And I was having dinner with a friend and it just triggered a thought about my best friend who was a great chef. And he had this secret recipe and he died and he never shared it, but he was planning on doing it one day. And that one day did not happen. This is a time, be hungry. to get all of the stuff out of you that has been placed in you. Because there is something in you. You were created by the Creator to create. And so this is the time to start creating and working on new projects and creating new opportunities for yourself. I guarantee you, when we get through this, and trust me, we will get through this, Dr. Willie Jolly said, that this shall pass. We will get through this. He's absolutely right. We're going to get through this. This has not come to stay. It has come to pass. And so you want to be hungry to get all of your talents, abilities, and skills out of you. See, life is about people and projects. Hungry to finish the projects, the work that has been given to you. Commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established, and all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. There's some things that you can do that you need to be about your Father's business to get those things done. But Les, I don't know if I can do it. Well, you don't know if you can't do it. You don't know enough about yourself to be a critic. Decide that you're going to live life on your terms, to live full and to die empty and rob the cemetery of your genius, of your ideas, of your inventions, of your talents, of your gifts. Got to be hungry in order to make the things happen that you want to achieve, because you're going to be going against the odds. Things are going to happen, a lot of failure, a lot of disappointment. Many of you are rebuilding your life. You've lost your job. Your businesses have gone under. You've lost loved ones. And life is just taking its toll on you, on all of us. And those of us that will rise are hungry. People that are hungry are unstoppable. People that are hungry are relentless. They do what Og Mandino say, you must persist until you succeed. People that are hungry know that you will fail your way to success. And so as you look at yourself and look at your goals, what are the most important things in your life that will give your life a sense of fulfillment, a sense of significance? What is it that brings you joy and brings you happiness? What is that? What's your sweet spot? You need to know that. People who don't know where they're going will end up someplace else. Be clear. People that are hungry have a vision for what they want, and all the choices that they make are in alignment with that vision. Those who hunger and thirst after righteousness, right thoughts, right feelings, right words, right actions, right relationship. Those who hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be filled. Here's the next thing. Be still. When something happens out of alignment of what you expect, fear comes in. And fear, when we look at it, one or two things will happen. And most people, when fear shows up, they watch, they listen, and they run. But then there's another group, a small number of group, that, you know, the road to life is straight and narrow, and few there be that find it, and few there be that are willing to take the stand to live a fearless life. Those individuals, they face everything and rise. And so, what group are you in? See, a lot of people are watching television day in and day out, and it's designed to program you with fear. No. You want to be still and know that this is not the end of the world for you. Be still and know that you're going to be stronger on the other side. Be still and know that God is still in charge. You remember that play, The Color Purple, and there was a song in there saying, God is trying to tell you something? Yes, I think God just said, you know what? Y'all acting so crazy. Everybody, go to your room right now. Go to your room. Don't come out till I say so. Because this time where we are has shaken us to the core of our being. And so this is a time to be still and know that God is in charge and he'll never leave you nor forsake you, that you are more than a conqueror. Be still and know that greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Be still and know that God's got our backs. Here's the next thing. As you look at yourself, look at your goals and look at your dreams, not only must we be hungry and unstoppable and determined and driven and willing to persevere and fail our way to success and to be still, to go within, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. When shall the kingdom of God come? The kingdom of God cometh not by observation. They shall say, is neither lo there, lo here. Behold, the kingdom of God is within you. Take the time to develop yourself, to work on yourself, to expand your mind.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
And your vision of yourself. Because you can do more than you can ever begin to imagine. And just because you can't see it does not mean that you can't do it. You don't know enough about yourself to be a cynic. Be still and know that things are going to work out for you. George Washington Carver said, do what you can where you are with what you have and never be satisfied. And that is so very important. What talents, what abilities, what are skills that as you stop and think about your life and begin to rethink your life that you need to develop, that you need to upgrade? What new relationships do you need to begin to develop or deepen so that you can begin to take your life to the next level so that when we emerge out of this, that you'll be better because of this? And the next thing. Be present. See, most people go through life unconscious. Most people die at age 25 and don't get buried until they're 65. They're doing the same thing in the same way each and every day. Einstein said, if you do the same thing in the same way and expect a different outcome, that's a form of insanity. No. Be present and ask yourself the question, what is it about me that I need to change at this point in time now that I have this downtime? Oh, by the way, my son John Leslie, he calls downtime downtime because that's the time that most people spend time engaged in activity that keep their lives from going up. You want to maximize your downtime. That's what he says. Maximize your downtime so that you're engaged in activities, learning and growing and expanding yourself, expanding your mind, and learning something today that you didn't know yesterday, growing mentally and spiritually, improving your health. What's your strategy for being here? And improving your relationships and strengthening your relationship with your family and your friends and with your self. Being present about yourself and ask yourself the question, who am I really? How am I showing up in my life? What are the things that I need to change about myself? There's an old saying, wherever you find yourself at some point in time, you made an appointment to be there. So as you look at yourself, what are you hungry to do? What's in your heart? Where your heart is, there your treasure is also. I was asking a guy, a good friend of mine, what did he want to do with his life just the other day? And he said, man, I don't know. I said, how old are you? He said, 55. I say, whoa. I said, you're still in diapers. I'm 75. Don't you think you ought to start thinking about it? You spent most of your life working on a job just to pay the bills. You were miserable on the job, and at the same time, you didn't want to get fired. That's what you call mixed emotions. When you see somebody you hate drive off a cliff in your car, you're glad they're gone, but not in your car. And so sometimes we have to really find out, what do we want? Because as we get older, our desires and the things that we want, they change. And we have to rethink our lives. We have to upgrade our strategies of what we're going to do to get there. We're looking for a breakthrough. And sometimes we need help and assistance. I teach that if you have goals and dreams you want to achieve, don't try and do it by yourself. Ask for help, not because you're weak, but because you want to remain strong. And ask for help, and don't stop until you get it. People that are hungry know the value of creating collaborative, achievement-driven, supportive relationships. And be present in your life. What are the behaviors that you've been engaged in that you know that's a liability? Get some caring feedback from people that love you, who care about you, and who will hold you to a higher standard, who will hold you accountable. There's some things that we don't know about ourselves. Psychologists, they call them scotomas. Scotomas, you know what it's like? It's like when you smell somebody's breath and you didn't tell them. It was kicking like Bruce Lee. There's certain things that we just need people in our lives that we give them permission to be courageous enough to tell us what we need to hear, not what we want to hear. And when you're hungry to become successful, you're open to the feedback. When you're hungry enough to be successful, you're willing to be still and observe yourself and observe life and ask yourself, what is it I want next in my life? And when you're present in your life, when you show up in your life and live life on your terms, life takes on a whole meaning. It's been said it's not the number of breaths that we take. It's the number of moments that take our breath away. Yeah. Life is to be lived when you're hungry for that which is in your heart. When you get still and say, speak, Lord, thy servant heareth thee. More of thee and less of me. When you listen to your heart and when you're present to yourself and begin to correct yourself. Paul said, that which I should do, I don't do, and that which I shouldn't do, I do. And when you check yourself and ask those around you to check you, upgrade your relationships, practice OQP, only quality people. Who should you count on? As John Leslie would say, and who should you count out? There are people and so-called friends and family members. They're always there when they need you. But when you need them, they're nowhere to be found. How do we make it through this time where we are? You gotta be hungry. Be hungry. Be still and know you will get through this. And be present. Be present. Enjoy the moment. Live each day as if it were your last. Because one day it will be. Nobody's figured out how to get out of life alive. You got to die to leave here. You deserve that the best that life has to offer. Be present in your life. Be present with yourself. Be present with your family and your friends and your personal relationships. And be grateful. All things work together for good for those who love God and for those who are called according to His purpose. Be grateful that you're still here. But there's something else for you to do. I have a friend, every time I call him, Orrin Hudson, I said, how are you doing? He said, the best day of my life. And I asked myself, how could he say that? And I knew he's going through a tough time at that time. And then I realized When you wake up and there's not a chalk outline around your body, when you wake up and you got a pulse and you're in your right mind, it's the best day of your life. If you don't believe it, try missing one. This is Mrs. Mamie Brown's baby boy, Les Brown, reminding you that you have something special. You have greatness in you. Use this time to develop and to cultivate your greatness. And when you're pursuing your greatness, you don't know what your limits are, so you act like you don't have any. You have something special. You have greatness in you. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
You are listening to Les Brown Greatness Radio, positive and motivational content curated by the legendary Les Brown.